when you pick corn, the green covering that you take off the ears, mm-hmm. what do you call that?
Shucks.
Okay.
And silks.
What's the silk?
What's on the corn.
Oh, okay.
That. Didn't you ever get any corn with silks on the head of it?
No, I suppose so. It's that stuff that comes out the top, is it right?
Yeah, that's what they call silk.
The kind of corn that's just tender enough to eat right on the cob, what do you call that?
Sweet corn.
Okay. What other kind of corn is there?
There's yellow corn, white corn.
Now, do you eat all this right on the cob?
Purple corn. Yeah, you can eat them off the cob uh-huh. when you cook them.
Uh-huh.
Sweet corn's best, so
uh-huh.
it comes off easier because you can eat it and cob and all my beer.
Uh-huh.
My husband used to might near to eat it and cob and all.
Okay. What do you call it, the thing that you make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Okay. What do you call that small yellow crook neck?
Gourd.
Okay.
A cashaw.
A what?
Cashaw.
What is that? Is that a kind of gourd?
That's a kind of like pumpkin when it's called cashaw.
Oh, do you eat it?
Yeah, you eat it. Just like pumpkin.
Put
it in and bake it like you would sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
Peel it and cut it open and put it in the oven and bake it just like sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
That's a cashaw. We've raised many of them. Pumpkins, we raised them by the wagon load when I was home.
Yeah. Those things take up a lot of room in the garden.
Yeah. We didn't put ours in the garden. We always put them in the corn patch.
Oh.
In the cushions, too.
Yeah, they did the same thing. They just climb all over everything mm-hmm. and vine. What all kind of melons did you used to raise?
Mush melons, watermelons,